This is the Weekly Scramble, a place where we chat about life over a cold one or two. It's time to belly up to the pod with Mike Fratelloni and your host, Chris Reavers.
That's right. It's time for the Weekly Scramble. My name is Chris Reavers. By my side, his name is Mike Fratelloni with Fratelloni's Hardware and Garden Stores. Hello, Michael.
How you doing, Reavers?
I'm good. I actually was in one of your stores this morning.
Really?
I had to get a pair of work gloves on my way here, so I thought, you know what?
How are you doing with those?
Oh, yeah.
How can you push the buttons on stop recording with work gloves
can
on?
Can I tell you, it's because I have fully participated in No Mo May.
Oh, that's horrible, by the way.
Well, I have a question about that.
Yeah.
Because I know we have pressing matters to get to, sure. But I've done it out of pure laziness,
not because
I'm trying to make the earth a better place.
But the weeds that you're allowing to grow strong in your yard right now are going to be that much harder to kill.
Well,
you'll have to use chemicals to kill them that might have neonicotinoids in it, thus killing more bees. You're doing just the opposite. It's like you're buying a Prius not knowing that the battery that you have to put in a Prius is worse than just a combustion engine.
Well, this flies in the face of everything I've been taught at the Fratelloni Hardware and Garden Store School of Yard Work.
Yeah.
I thought you always told me, let your grass grow as long as you can.
Yeah, you do want your grass to be a little long, right? A little long. But the no mow, your grass is going to get really long, and those weeds might go to seed where they're actually seeding other weeds. You got to be careful with that, Reavers.
So my yard that's full of dandelions right now, I need to chop that all up and get that out of there.
Yeah, you can't let those go to those, you know, where they get to and they throw out the little... Reavers, you've made an amateur mistake.
Well, and I thought I was doing the right thing. Well, Mike always says, let the grass grow.
Is your yard full of dandelions?
Oh, yeah.
Hand me your man card. That is bull crap. You should get out there and either man up and put some chemicals on your yard.
Yeah.
Weed-free zone by Fertilome. Stuff works incredibly well.
What is it called?
Weed-free zone.
Okay.
Hook it to your hose and go spray your yard. All those broadleaf weeds will be gone. Your crabgrass will be gone.
I got to write this down. Give it to me one more time.
Weed-free zone by Fertilome.
Weed-free zone by Fertilome?
Yeah, they should advertise on this show.
All right.
Yeah, and let's pretend I didn't say it out loud.
Okay.
Because let's make them pay for it, because
okay,
that's a big
point.
Deal. Because now 100 million people are going
to
go buy that.
Because I always used to get the stuff at your store, the Scotts.
Yeah, I mean, you can do it.
The big yellow bag? Is that the same thing?
Yeah, the step two or weed and feed.
All right.
That's exactly the same. This one's a spray, not a granular.
Does it cover more square footage?
No, you can cover up to 14,000 square feet with a quart of it.
What does a bag of the yellow stuff do? Same?
No. I mean, a big bag of the yellow stuff covers 15,000 square feet. You'll figure it out.
I will.
You just go in there and... I have an amateur linking that I want to do.
Oh, boy.
You know how Suchere always does, Joe Suchere from the Garage Logic podcast, is a linker, right?
Yes.
And in times of what we're in, these perilous times right now, all of his links are tough, right? Because no one would guess these links come together.
Right.
But my link, and I'm going to start with the end link and work backwards.
Okay.
Tom Brady is going to become transgender.
Wow. Okay.
Right? That's my prediction.
That's a bold... Well, you know, now that he's done playing football.
He's done playing football.
Okay.
So now he doesn't need to hide anymore. Right? And I don't know if you've seen this, but he started dating the one and only Kim Kardashian.
Okay. I have several questions about that, because I saw... It was one of those where... The website that I use for my web browser here on this computer, it automatically goes to MSN. And it's not because that's what I want. I just haven't changed it because I don't care.
It's a Microsoft product.
Because it's on there for 2 seconds before I change it to a whatever website I'm going to. And I saw that headline and obviously didn't bother to click it because I didn't believe it.
What
he seriously
mean?
We
don't know that, but I guess she bought a home by his home. And that the quote was, they're very good friends. So you know what that means.
No.
Does that destroy him for you? Okay,
yes.
But let me stick with my link.
She is everything I hate about this country in 2020. She's everything I despise about the human race.
You know, and I actually like her.
How?
I totally
Why?
Get where you're
what
coming from.
What redeeming quality does she possess?
You obviously didn't see some of her more important videos.
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
And it still didn't.
And it still didn't do it for you.
It's still... Yeah. The vortex that family has created and the tentacles to which it has, in my opinion, destroyed so many basic foundations of life as we know it is rooted in how evil I think that entire family is.
Yeah, I think I've had this thought before, but I think potentially they may be witches, because that's the only thing I can think of. Because when you look at the men that they've destroyed, the Kardashian girls, right? Oh. And beautiful girls, right? They're all quite beautiful. Sure, yeah. Lamar Odom, right?
Yeah.
Overdoses in a brothel in Vegas because he can't stand being married to the one girl anymore, mm-hmm. right? That's one of them. Who do we have? Scott Disick, one of the...
I don't know who that is.
Scott Disick was the guy that one of the girls had some babies with. He's now in rehab, right? Because he couldn't take it anymore. He had to go to rehab. We have Chris Humphries, who became just a complete laughing stock. Remember, he was married yep. to Kim, and they were out on Minnetonka for a while, and then they found out it was a complete sham, which it may have been. Brody Jenner, which is Jenner's son, who doesn't even, like, no one even knows that Bruce Jenner has, or Caitlyn Jenner has a son, because he just doesn't tell anybody anymore. Ray J, who makes one little simple video and then is marred for life. Rob Kardashian, who hasn't been seen in years because I guess he is so large, he just doesn't want to be on TV anymore, right? Who else do we have? OJ Simpson.
Sure.
He was dating one of them. He's a multiple murderer. I kind of get it now.
No, well, I pretty much, I guess, would say it started.
It might have started with OJ Simpson. So, and then you go to the biggest one. You take the number one athlete, not Tom Brady, the number one athlete in the world in the 70s, right? Bruce Jenner.
Okay.
Gold medal decathlon athlete.
Was about as big a thing as there was.
He was Evel Knievel wrapped up into sports, wrapped up into cool.
Yep.
And they turned him into a girl.
Yeah.
I mean, how can they do that? So, ergo, if I can say ergo, or hence, Tom Brady, he's already pretty. You know he's pretty. He's a good-looking guy. He's going to become transgender, because after he spends a little bit of time with those potential witches, by the way, I like them, right? FYI, I think they're cool. It's a chance that he'll become transgender after he goes through the mill of insanity that Kim Kardashian brings.
So how can you, you're talking out of both sides of your mouth.
Yeah.
How can you say you like them?
One, I'm afraid of them, because I think their tentacles could reach all the way through the radio.
Right? That's a good point.
So I'm going to just, you know, it's like the mob. You never say anything bad about the mob. You're like, I've never even heard of the mob. You just don't ever say anything bad. Right? And doesn't Joe have that? Doesn't Joe say
Angels.
Something like that? Yeah, you just never say, oh, nope. I don't like Hell's Angels. So you just keep it on the down low. And,
see,
you
know, I don't give a damn.
I don't blame her for what she's doing. I don't blame her. If someone had a, let's say, a sex video of me, and it could turn into more than anything, than more than 99 cents, I'd go ahead and take it. She just happened to have her video turn six girls into billionaires. That's not so bad. That's a pretty darn good return on your investment.
Okay, it is.
Yeah.
But I guess that's the problem I have with the concept of that family to begin with, because this is a structural puppet show that is orchestrated by the evil queen witch and their mother, who basically decided that I'm going to turn these three into these uber success, whatever, and have zero regard for humanity whatsoever.
Sure.
And I just, everything about it drives me insane, because I was having this very conversation with someone a day or two ago about, I just don't give a damn about celebrities. Mm-hmm. I don't care about what clothes they wear, what perfume they buy, what sports drink that they, I don't care about any of these people. And the fact that, and it has nothing really to do with, because the comeback was, well, you must be jealous. Well, no, I'm really not, because I would never be comfortable with a lifestyle in that, where every aspect of my personal life is being documented and broadcast for the entire world to see.
No.
There's even difficult. Certain parts of this job that I'm not comfortable with because my family didn't sign up for this. I did. I'm the one that decided. But again, it's such a tiny, tiny little snapshot. Mm.
You have no one outside the beautiful Hubber Broadcasting is waiting to take your picture when you walk out of here.
Right.
Right? When you scratch your ass at the drinking fountain, no one's catching that on film.
Right.
Right? And by the way, I got to talk to you about that.
Okay. So was I in violation again? But okay, so this is legit. Tom Brady seriously is dating.
It sounds like Tom Brady is potentially dating Kim Kardashian.
Okay. And that's the other part. Mm. I need to go out. I love Tom Brady.
I know you love him. That's why. It was like a betrayal on your part.
Not only is it a betrayal, but Tom.
It knocks him down.
Come sit with, well, let's see. Is he older than me? I was going to say big brother, but I think we're the same age. Anyway, Tom, come sit here. Come sit here. In fact, no, Tom is a little bit older than me. Remember, we were celebrating that.
Give me some advice is what you want to do. Is you want to give him some advice.
You just went through a relationship for a long time. And I'm not here to tell anybody how to live their life, unlike the rest of the government that controls us. Tom, you just went through a really long, drawn out, very public,
expensive
divorce, right? And you know what? Your heart is aching, and I feel for you and your kids, and it's a terrible situation. But you are now free. You are free to do whatever and whoever
What and whom?
You are not tied to football anymore. Yeah. You obviously there's the broadcasting aspect that's coming down the line. That's all great. But you have free reign to do whatever you want. And this is what you decided to hook up with? Are you out of your freaking mind?
I don't know why he'd do it. I have no idea. Why wouldn't he just go find some Portuguese,
he already made that mistake.
A Portuguese model that no one's ever heard of and say, wow, she's pretty and seems like a nice girl. I'm going to go out with her.
Or how about rekindle your high school romance? Or maybe that person's now married. But whatever. Why this?
He could go back to the woman that he left for Giselle, who was the gal
Bridget Moynihan.
Yeah, Bridget Moynihan. He just got her pregnant. And then I was like, hey,
By the way, I'm going on a date on Friday.
I'm going to go out and get some ice cream. I'm going to be gone for 11 years. Yeah, he could just do that. So I didn't want to break this news to you because I thought, oh, Reavers, this is going to be hard for you. This is going to be hard. But it looks like they maybe he'll be the one that finally gets to tie the knot with her and really make her just be the one for him, right? Kanye couldn't do it.
Humphries
couldn't
do
it. What? I mean, they almost killed Kanye. She almost killed Kanye. Kanye's has some mental issues, right?
No doubt.
He's got something.
No doubt.
But she almost killed him.
Almost by design.
Yeah, I mean, it is really, she is a really unique creature. The whole team is. And if I saw him walking down the street, pretty girls, right? Great, great looking gals.
Yeah.
The mom is super pretty, right? She's getting older. She's still very pretty.
But you know what?
Former dad, like Caitlin, looks good.
Famous man once said, beauty is only skin deep.
Yeah.
It really is.
That would be the epitome of potential. You know, I don't want to talk about them badly. I really don't. You know why?
I don't mind.
Because I really don't know them. And I don't know. They seem like they're not horrible people. But maybe I just don't know maybe I haven't watched their show.
And maybe I'm judging. And I don't watch their show. In fact, I remember, how long ago did it debut?
25 years ago.
Has it been that long?
Well, I mean, it's like on season 25, I'm making that up. But it's you would think that it was 11 years ago. It's been in our psyche for a long time. And by the way, I've never seen her sex tape. I never saw it. No, I'm being dead serious.
Really?
I don't want to make her impure in my eyes. I want to carry her like, I just want to have her be the pinnacle of beauty.
So,
and then she dated Pete Davidson.
I forgot about that.
Dirty Davidson.
Taco Bell Pete.
Name another guy who was like, is that a street guy? Nope. He's a star. Yeah, but he looks homeless and maybe like a drug addict. And you're like, nope, that's Pete Davidson.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of him either.
No.
It's wide ranging, but he's also one of those people I just think, I don't get it. I don't get why people think he's funny. I don't get why.
Well, he was able to make fun about his, you know, dad dying in Line 11. That was his skit for a long time.
Yeah, but the whole bit about with him and Crenshaw, like, I didn't get that. And then he begged everyone's forgiveness, and Crenshaw just said, I don't care. I'll go on Saturday Night Live with you and just make this public apology.
And that was pretty fun.
Which, whatever. But, okay, back to... what were we just talking about before that?
Kardashians.
Pete Davidson, Kardashian. I was going to go somewhere. Kanye West. Oh, Michael, I got sidetracked. That's why I got
it. But anyways, Kardashians real quick, 15 years.
Okay, that's where I was going. Thank you. I remember when the show first came onto the scene. And at the time, I had just begun working down the hallway at the Gossip Station.
Okay.
My Talk 107.1. And I thought, well, this is going to be a big deal. I probably need to watch this because I'm going to probably need to talk about this at some point. Not really knowing anything about any of these people other than Rob Kardashian was involved with OJ, right? That's basically all we know.
Not Rob.
Or who am I thinking of?
The mom dated OJ.
Sorry, the mom dated OJ.
I was like, Rob dated OJ?
No, sorry. Anyway.
I was like, wow.
So I sat down and my wife and I said, all right, let's do this. You know, at the time, a female that was still in her late 20s, saying, okay, let's watch this.
Yeah.
We lasted about 6 minutes. And she looked at me and said, this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life. Why are we watching this? I said, you're right. click, click. We put on something else.
Yeah, I can't do it anymore.
I just thought, and it became a instant overnight success, obviously.
One of the biggest shows on TV.
And I just thought, I don't get it. And I don't get why people are obsessed with this kind of nonsense. So anyway, but that's when I knew I married the right woman, because we both just said, this is so stupid. Why are we watching this?
You didn't bother saying, I have this other show we can watch with one of the stars in it. You didn't pull up
we didn't,
something you wouldn't do. I'm looking at through the many, Kris Jenner, right? The patriarch.
Okay.
Patriarch.
Yep.
Looks great. She's dating a gentleman named Corey Gamble today, right? Real sharp guy.
Sure.
He looks real cool. Caitlyn Jenner, obviously, she turned Bruce into Caitlyn after they were married.
Is Caitlyn involved with somebody?
I don't know if Caitlyn's dating or not. I don't know. It would be interesting to find out. Great golf partner, right? Good athlete. Tom Waterman, Robert Kardashian. I mean, she has a list of, when you keep going, it's like, holy buckets, she's really dated some A-plus guys and made a couple of them murderers. A few of them are dead, you know. Mm-hmm. Again, I'm not going to say anything bad.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of hers. Did you see the other big news? You had to have, okay, because I know you're a Twitter file, that you're off on Twitter.
I was just trying to find the list that you were looking at, but no, go ahead.
You, I turned on to Twitter. I've been on Twitter more lately, right?
Good.
And when I turned on Twitter, I see the video that Miller Lite put out.
Oh, my God. I am so glad you're bringing this up. Because I have so many thoughts about this, but go ahead.
Give it to me.
No, go ahead.
Well,
explain the situation.
So Miller Lite decided to, and I guess this came out before the Bud Light kerfuffle. Mm. So this was actually pre-Bud Light.
I did not know that.
Yeah, and I don't think people did. And so what it was is it's like a minute and a half commercial with a gal walking through saying, you know, beer commercials used to be really full of S, like, you know, full of cow manure, right?
Yep.
Really full of S.
Yep.
And it was all badass. And they show pictures of like the, you know, girls in a swimsuit drinking a Miller Lite, and they're
right.
Like, we're going to get rid of all this bad S. And they talk about like doing gardening and then growing new good S because they want to be respectful to the women brewers at Miller Lite. And it's a 1.5 minute long commercial mm-hmm. about women brewers and about all of those ads that some men have enjoyed for 50 years,
yep.
100 years,
yep.
right? St. Pauli girls, the Miller Lite team or whatever they had, and they just, it's just someone telling us that we were really bad and really dumb and we should have never done that and how embarrassing that was, all bad S, and that now we need to grow some good stuff, and we're going to do that with by trading in those old posters, and they'll get turned into mulch so a woman can grow something good and new because there's so many women Miller Lite brewers.
And the person featured in the video is a woman by the name of, is it Lana Glazer?
Mm-hmm.
Or Lana Glazer, whatever her name is. And I didn't know anything about her, but then I started to read up on things like this because I kind of figured that this was going to come
sure,
up on our
tell
show.
Me.
Well, just, it's prototypical woke agenda, things of that nature.
Okay.
But the theory that I had is even further validated, I think, now that you inform me that this video took place before the big Bud Light snafu mm-hmm. happened. I have a feeling that somebody from Bud Light said, we got to come up, we got to figure something out here,
yes,
right?
We got to quickly tell
and
the story.
And now that they realized that this had come out, they said, oh, look at what they're doing.
Yep.
And
yep.
I think that had some small thing to do with it.
I mean, it's incredibly smart. If it wasn't Bud Light, I'd be surprised because Bud Light could do, hey, we're not the only ones that run a wide variety of ad campaigns, right? Here's Miller Lite doing it. Because once you have many people that you disagree with, right? If you were to be one that disagreed, then mm-hmm. you're like, okay, now I'm not worried about it anymore.
So I just don't understand how so many of these large corporations can be this stupid.
I don't know.
And this stupid by, know your base. Why are you alienating your base?
That doesn't make any sense. I don't know.
It's like Joe with Trump.
It said Miller Lite defends woke advertisement, saying women shouldn't have to mud wrestle to sell beer, right? Okay, I get it. But men buy the vast majority of Miller Lite. So why would they say, well, let's get some gal telling us how bad we are because we're so stupid that we liked mud wrestling gals and that how disgusting that is. And how do they think that's going to increase sales? Who are they going after that was say, I'm going to drink more Bud Light. Thank you for reminding me that you used to have sexy commercials.
Now, all of that being said, I don't think that this will be nearly as damaging as the Bud Light fiasco was.
No. No.
Because number one, they didn't specifically partner with an individual that is as divisive as Dylan Mulvaney.
Sure.
But it's not going to help. Don't get me wrong. It's not going to help. But I don't think it's nearly going to have the fallout that Bud Light is experiencing still to this day.
What are they trying to accomplish?
I don't know.
What are they? And so what's going to happen is every major beer brand has gone and done something that's kind of on the that would fall in what people call woke advertising, right?
Okay.
So then pretty soon we're going to be like, well, all of them. If I want to have a Corona, oh, Corona did, they called everyone Latinx in their ad or something. Who knows what it is, right?
I found the story. Go ahead.
Okay,
go finish your thought.
I mean, it's going to be everybody. So we'll just all get back to drinking craft beer made by the guy down the street, and you know that guy's a crap kicker. You know he's got one of those trucks that has those balls dangling on the back, those testicles that dangle, and you know he's not going to run really many woke ads because he's got truck nuts. I think can I say
yes.
Truck nuts?
Yeah,
on the
sure.
Show?
Why not?
All right, sorry, kids.
So I found the story and I found the name of the person I was referencing. I the name I threw out earlier was the actual woman who appears in the commercial that you were referencing.
Okay.
This person is Sophia Colucci, and she is the chief marketing officer of Molson Coors Beverage, which owns Miller Lite. And she has a past of supporting several liberal causes, such as gun control, protests for George Floyd, illegal immigration, and the COVID-19 vaccine. Social media posts reviewed by the Daily Caller found. Miller Lite released the ad that we were talking on March 7th. Colucci has deleted many of the posts. However, this website took screenshots of her posts before they were deleted. She also donated and shared a fundraiser on her Facebook page that goes to reuniting migrants with their immigrant families. She also shared another page regarding the Las Vegas shooting, saying members of Congress who received donations from the NRA need to meet with the victims. Okay, blah, blah, blah. Mm. So she's got a pattern of this very
sure.
thing, to which I'm wondering, are a lot of these companies now going to start to say, we need to find more neutrality with the type of people that are at that level of a position.
You think, I
right?
mean, and I wish Joe was on the show today because
I don't. I'm so sick of him this
okay,
week.
Okay, yes. But the difference, we're relatively young guys, 50,
sure,
40 something,
sure.
Right? There was a time where newscasters were just neutral,
mm-hmm.
Right? People who would write for the Star Tribune and Pioneer Press, they were writing neutral stories and you didn't know where their politics
and
fell.
And that is long.
That
gone.
Is long. Tom yeah. Hauser.
Tom does a great job.
I don't know what he is.
Right.
Right? And there were some others.
And you
I
can
just
tell, but just look at Tom. Just look at the reactions to a
everybody's
post
pissed.
That Tom. He
yep.
makes everybody mad.
Everybody's
which
pissed.
Which means he's doing his job.
You know you're doing it right when everybody's mad. But so this is one of my favorite lines that someone tweeted. So women in bikinis selling beer is a problem, but Dylan Mulvaney in a bubble bath wearing pearls is just fine.
Right.
Right? Men really do make the best women, right? And mm-hmm. that's, it's like, wait, so they can advertise with a transgender girl in a bubble bath, and that's okay, but Miller Lite putting a bikini-clad model, you know, and I get it. We don't do that stuff today, necessarily.
Right.
We don't run those ads. This is old stuff. And I just don't know where some Miller Lite executive said, yeah, that's right. We were a bunch of pigs now. Now we're better. We're going to fix this.
So on that subject, we did get an email in regards to last week's show from frequent Garage Logic contributor, but also a Weekly Scramble listener, Tim Buck, too. Subject line, Modelo is not a Budweiser brand in the U.S. In the United States, Modelo is sold by Constellation Brands, not InBev. Constellation Brands also sells Corona and Pacifico and is based in the U.S. InBev is a huge conglomerate based in Belgium, and they have the rights to sell Modelo in certain countries, but not in the United States. The top three beers in the U.S. by sales volume were Bud Light, Modelo, and Michelob Ultra, which I find
Very surprising. Wow.
It was super fast growing. I mean, it just jumped out on and just ran up.
If the Bud Light sales decline continues at 25%, Modelo would take over the number one spot, which would be a huge blow for InBev and the distributors. Modelo had already been growing faster than Bud Light had been and has been closing the gap, So anyway, there you go. There's some food for thought.
There's a lot of good tweets about this subject, right? This Michael Seifert wrote, Miller Lite thinks women are fragile victims, and Bud Light doesn't know what a woman is. It's like, okay, that's it. You know, and then his last thing, is it too much to ask to just brew beer instead of trying to meet your ESG requirements,
right? I just don't get it. You know, I really don't. We had a really good guest on Garage Logic today in Bill Glahn. Mm-hmm. And we'd had him on a couple times via the phone, but in studio today. And it was, in fact, when I walked him out to the parking lot, I said, it's always great having you on because your information is solid and you're very informative, but it's also depressing because of what's going on right now, the nonsense that continues to happen in this state. And for me, there's going to be consequences to all of this. And I asked him point blank. I said, you know, you've got a pretty knowledgeable crystal ball here. Mm-hmm. You know, with all of this stuff passing, with all of the language that's being tucked into all of these bills in the state of Minnesota, what's the fallout going to be? Because we're already seeing it in Chicago. You saw this story, right? All of the huge companies that are saying, we're not paying for this.
We're not doing this.
We're leaving. Yeah. Boeing. Yeah. Caterpillar. Yeah. Tyson.
Sure.
You know, those are big, big names. And he said, well, it's already happening. You know, Mayo Clinic said, oh, you're going to tell us how to staff our... We're not doing that.
Yeah, so we're not going to do that here.
That billion-dollar investment we were going to make in the state, well, we're just now going to go to Sioux Falls or whatever.
Reavers, we're doing nothing in this state unique, smart, or cool. Like, we're not progressive on the front lines. We're copying other states that are taking huge diggers right now. Yep. We're copying states that are totally financially bankrupt. We're copying states that you can't walk down the sidewalk without someone crapping in front of you. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you saw it on the light rail. Someone said, I came into town and took the light rail from the airport.
It was somebody that went to the Cubs-Twins game.
Yeah, and a guy shooting up on the... Yep. And it's like, we're just copying states. We don't have politicians that are coming up with something new and innovative and so cool and so helpful. All we're doing is copying stuff that's of a certain agenda that's going to potentially make this state very difficult to be in, right? Because we don't have what California have. We don't have what Portland and Seattle have, this beautiful Puget Sound. We don't have the mountains. We don't have perfect weather. We have stuff that like, oh, that's what you're going to do here? I'm out of here.
Right. Right. Oh, and it's crappy weather half the year.
Yep.
I'm leaving.
Yep. I'm done. Like, I'm not going to take this, right?
Yeah.
And there's just, it's too easy for people in Minnesota to say, I'm gone. Yeah. Thank you, but you've offended me enough. And it is not good when any political party owns everything.
No.
Right?
No.
When you have it all.
Either side.
Yep. Yeah, either side. You want to have, what you really want to have is a branch, a legislative branch that's mired in discontent where they get nothing done because all they get done is the truly important things. Mm-hmm. All the minutiae, let's put a tax on popsicle sticks because kids are going to love popsicle sticks and we can't throw those down the drain. All of that stuff can't pass because everyone's fighting about
it. Well, that's just it. And Joe said this however long ago it was. He goes, the wish list used to be, well, we hope that 2 of the 10 things we want actually get done. Mm-hmm. Well, now 10 of the 10 things are getting done there's no opposition.
And there's going to be no turnaround. I mean, just think of the things when they're saying, we want to get rid of Social Security tax, right? And they all said we were going to get rid of it. And then we said, we found out we had an $18 billion surplus. And then a certain team gets into power and they say, we're probably not going to get rid of that tax. It's like,
no,
you have an $18 billion surplus. You ran on the facts you were going to get, not tax people's Social Security checks. You ran on that point. And then you have the audacity to get into office and say, yeah, we're not doing it.
Psych. Gotcha.
Yeah, fooled you. Right.
And that's why when I see a video surface of Ward 10, the infighting between people that want to...
Shocking.
And I thought, this is great. I hope this continues to happen.
It is. That was shocking, actually. That is out of control.
Seriously, how can you say that it was shocking?
That's just out of control. That's not who we are. This is not a banana republic. You get to go to these meetings. You get to sit down. You get to stand up, go to the microphone, raise your hand, and speak.
Mike,
right?
I know And that's not who we are, as in you, me, and a lot of people that listen to our show.
It's not what the United States is turning into. It's not. It's not what the United States is. People need to sit down and be lawful and abide by the rules.
But I just don't think we're cultivating that kind of mindset, and I don't think we're doing a good enough job at developing young people into great people.
Sure.
I don't think we're doing enough of a job of that, especially as you get closer to the country's tallest buildings. Yeah. It's just, I see it all the time with my kids and the kids that they hang out with. Yeah, there's some kids, but for the most part, they're good, well-behaved kids.
Sure.
But, you know, when you get rid of the structure, the discipline, the nuclear family, mm-hmm. a lot of that just gets thrown out the window, and people don't understand that there are consequences to that.
Yeah, there is a certain arrogance in all parties of politicians too, right? Politicians are getting very arrogant.
No question.
And it used to be, and I think I would like to remind politicians of this, they work for us.
Yeah.
They work for us.
You'd like
and
to
I think if you said that to them right now, they'd be so offended. They say, how dare you say I work for you? I'm a political leader and I make the laws here. It's like, ooh, that's not a bad, that's not a good spot to be in.
No,
right?
It's frightening to be honest with
and,
you.
And all, you know, someone that we know that runs a podcast said, Mike, you should run for something, right? I've got decent name recognition. You know, I'm
you
still,
do a good job.
I'm still relatively young. And I thought, who would want that job? Who would want someone yelling at you? Who would want to be sitting on a stage like Amy Klobuchar, right? Amy's a respected senator, right?
Sure.
And she's on, you know, left side of the aisle, but everyone kind of respects her. She's kind.
And she's not left enough.
Yeah, and she's not left enough. And people get up on stage, and I don't know why security didn't go kick those people off the stage, grab her and drag her off stage, because she was in danger there.
Yep.
You don't know what people are going to do.
You don't.
And you saw the one security guard kind of standing there, and they slowly escorted her off stage. It's like, oh, they should have been plowing those people off stage because there was a senator sitting up there.
Yep.
Granted, that senator works for us, but she still has to be protected, right? And it's just we're losing it, and we're losing it on all sides.
Yep.
All sides. This is not a left or right subject.
So,
please tell me something good.
I know. I wanted to bring this up because I was watching this game. Let's transition to baseball,
oh,
shall
we?
Go
to sports.
Yeah, let's transition to baseball because I was watching. We had various Mother's Day activities. My folks came up on Saturday, and Jess's mom was with us for a couple of days. It was great. I got to grill out. It was a good time. The weather didn't cooperate as much as I would have hoped, but whatever. So we get done with football on Saturday, and we get home, and we're showered up, and we're going to eat dinner, and we're going to have a nice little Sunday night with my wife, so mom can enjoy an hour or two with her family, right? Mm-hmm. So it's great. So she says, well, the boys want to watch baseball. I thought, well, no, it's Mother's Day. She goes, no, you guys can watch baseball. It's fine. I'll just sit here because my wife loves baseball.
Yeah.
So we're watching the Sunday night baseball game. It's the Cardinals at the Boston Red Sox.
Wow. I can't miss that one.
I see the eye roll
so,
in the back
so excited
of your head.
About that.
Well, because the boys are really getting into sports, and it's baseball season, so it's kind of fun. Well, anyway, so what I think is kind of cool is Sunday Night Baseball, and it's an ESPN production. So I don't know that they do this every week, but I'll be honest, I don't watch every week. But they have oftentimes mic'd up a player, which is kind of cool because you get some of the sounds from the field, and once in a while you might get a cuss word. But they have a good job to, because I'm assuming they're operating on a delay like we would do it for
a
radio
show.
Sports
are on a delay. I think it's right live.
Well, in any event, so they've got a player who I'm not terribly familiar with, but I believe he is a first baseman for the Red Sox, named Tristan Casas. I think I'm pronouncing his name correctly.
You're looking at me. The cutest part about you right now is you're looking at me
for
like,
validation.
Am I saying that right?
But I know he's a young, up and coming. Like he could become a really good player one day,
that's
right?
That's why they got him mic'd up. Yeah.
So it's Carl Ravitch and it's Eduardo Perez, and I forget. It's a three person booth. I think Buster Olney, who used to join us on the Ride with Royce, he does the manager interviews from the dugout. So it's kind of a cool production, but I know there's three people in the booth and I can't remember who the other person is. Well, in any event, I was going to play the audio, but it's a recording because you cannot find it on ESPN's website for obvious reasons, as you'll find out in a minute. But the only recording I could find is from some guy's crappy television, and I don't want to play that on the show. But I was sitting there and heard this live and went, oh my God.
Ooh.
So Carl is talking to this promising young player, Tristan, about, hey, so you guys just played the Yankees and hey, you're having a good season, you know, just the general baseball banter. And then he transitions to Mother's Day. And Carl Ravitch says, so it's Mother's Day. Keep in mind, he's playing first base.
Okay.
He's in the field.
And they're not talking to him.
Yes, they are.
Okay, through
which
an
makes
earpiece.
It cool. So he's worried. Yeah, he's got he's mic'd up, and he's got the ear thing.
So he can actually hear what they're saying.
Yeah, and they've done this a couple of times. Okay. And so he's talking to this guy, and Carl Ravitch says the following: "So Tristan, it's Mother's Day, and unfortunately, you lost your mother a few years ago. What's it like playing on Mother's Day?" And I'm thinking, oh wait,
whoa,
no,
yeah,
what,
you can't do that.
And you see him just kind of go, like, thanks for bringing that up, while I'm freaking playing a game.
Yes.
And his response was, yeah, it's unfortunate. I really miss her. And I thought,
what?
This isn't some shock jock. Carl Ravitch has been at this for a long time.
He knows better.
He should know better.
Yeah.
And so I have a thought on that. And I'm sitting there going, okay, I didn't just hear that. I rewound it to make sure I heard it correctly. And I'm thinking, what dumbass producer put this into his head? Or maybe it came because
you
would think Carl would be smart enough not to, or to maybe frame it better. Yeah. Or how would you, you know, is it fun to honor your mother?
Yeah, we know you lost your mother a few years back.
Or even just avoid it altogether.
Yes. Yeah.
But I'm thinking, oh my God. And this is why so many different facets of ESPN have really started to irritate me. Because they were going for the, you know, heartstring reaction. But it's like, that is the absolute wrong way to go about it.
And, you know, FYI, people, I've seen just enough TV now, like in-person watching it made. Nothing's real. Nothing's real.
No, it's all theater.
It is all. I mean, they knew exactly what they were going to ask him.
Yep.
And they knew when they were going to do it. He probably knew he was going to be asked that question.
Yep.
I mean, there is no, let's just hit him with a few softballs. Let's. Hey, by the way, are you missing your dad, mom? You know, that's not by accident.
No.
That is 100% planned. I mean, they even would have said, oh, let's not mic him up today on Mother's Day. He just lost his mother.
Right.
Let's do another guy who's one of 15 kids. And, you know, what does your mother mean to you? And he could have talked to the ESPN guys for 5 minutes about it at shortstop.
And I phrased it wrong because I just listened to it again. Mm-hmm. It was, your mother passed away when you were young. What's it like playing a mother? And I thought, oh my God.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe. And you see his facial response as if, but if you're standing next to me, I'd punch you right now. Like, and but with sadness mixed in.
You know what he should have said? He should have said, well, it's great. I'm not worried about having to go buy gifts or go to Hallmark because I have no mother. So thank you for bringing it up.
Or
it's just fantastic.
He should have said, well, I just left your mom's house.
Yes.
You know, or something like, I just thought, oh my God, that's
when I was
awful.
Talking to your mom about it this morning, she said, oh, what a, you know, that's, and it is so sad that
but it's so
all
ESPN.
TV, all TV. I think it was either Rush Limbaugh or I think Rush said it. And he said, he was talking about reality TV.
Sure.
And he said, nothing about TV is reality when they would record me for 1 week for a 22-minute segment, right? They'd have cameras following him around for a week and they'd have 22 minutes worth of goods. That's not reality.
Wow.
You know, there is no reality of that. And it's, what a shame. ESPN, shame on you.
Shame on you,
shame
ESPN.
On you. You should go ahead and give him one of those Miller Lite swimsuit calendars.
Better yet.
Yes.
You know what they should give him?
What's that?
A bottle of Harmony Spirits as a thank you. As a we're sorry to you, Tristan, for bringing this up on national television and we'd like to apologize. Mm. And I'm talking about the best handcrafted spirits made right here in the state of Minnesota. HarmonySpirits.net. That's their website, by the way. If you go on their website, you can see all of their different tastings that they have coming up and also some events. You know, I got news for you, Michael. Memorial Day weekend's a week from, what, Friday?
Yeah.
So get on the calendar and find out what's happening because they do down there in Harmony. They do a lot of cool stuff at the tasting room, like car shows, things of that nature. And it's just a neat town. If you happen to be going, you know, to the state of Iowa to go visit family or whatever, stop in at Harmony. They're open. I got their hours right here: Thursday 2 to 7, Friday and Saturday 12 to 9, and Sunday 12 to 5. You can go in there, and you can also check out all of their handcrafted cocktails that they're going to be doing inside the tasting room by visiting their Twitter account, at Harmony Spirits on Twitter. They do a good job of posting all of the different recipes if you want to maybe try one at home if you're not going to be down in that area. But they're really cool people, and I'm so glad that they're back with us here on the Weekly Scramble. Whether you're a rum drinker, vodka, whiskey, whatever you want, gin, I know they make a really good gin. I'm not much of a gin drinker, but I know people that have had it that absolutely love it. So stop in at the tasting room, but please let them know that you heard about Harmony Spirits from Reavers and Fratelloni right here on the Weekly Scramble. So
and
thanks
when you
again.
Go to a liquor store locally,
yes,
and ask for Harmony and they don't have it, pitch a little bit of a fit.
Hey.
Say, what the hell? What kind of crap hole
local,
is this?
Local brand. Yeah, what's your problem?
I listen to these guys on Weekly Scramble and you don't even have it?
Yeah, what's going on here?
Yeah, and say, then say, Mike sent me.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, that sounds good, doesn't it?
Michael, thank you, sir.
Hey, Reavers, you're the best.
Please do us a favor and rate and review the show wherever you happen to be listening to the Weekly Scramble. We would appreciate it. His name is Mike Fratelloni. My name is Chris Reavers. We will talk to you again next week. Until then, cheers.